We're going to talk a bit again about how to receive healing power. We gave three descriptions last week of sickness and disease that come from the Scripture. One is that sickness is a curse. Everybody that's been sick knows that. It's not a blessing, it's a curse. Anything that's a curse brings evil into your life. The other thing is it says it's an oppression. Anything that oppresses you, harasses you, torments you, vexes you. You know, if you've been sick, I don't have to twist your arm and convince you. Religion is the only body that says sickness is a real blessing. That means if you have the flu, you think, thank God, wasn't that wonderful? My, I loved that. What a blessing. All that pain, 2 days in bed, 3 days away from work. Wow, that was great, wasn't it? And that means everybody should line up for the flu. But it's not a blessing. It never was a blessing. Religion said it's a blessing. God said it's a curse. It's an oppression. It's a harassment. It's a tyranny. Jesus said it was a bondage. Anything's a bondage, ties you, restricts you. It's the same word they would use for a prisoner. We put somebody in prison. We tell him when he can go to the phone, when he can eat, when he can stand outside. We lock him in his cell at night. We open the door and tell him when he can come out. And that's what sickness tends to do. It tends to restrict you. It says you can't leave home today. You can't leave your bedroom today. You can't get out of bed today. And it begins to bind you and tie you, restrict you. It tells you what you can and can't do. Does that sound like God? God gave us free will. We have the ability to choose. Sickness takes from us the ability to choose, so it couldn't possibly be God. Those three descriptions we talked about last week at length, the curse, an oppression, and a bondage. Now, when Jesus came, he came to heal the sick. Look at Luke chapter 4. The devil brings the oppression. The devil brings the curse. The devil brings the bondage. But Jesus came to heal. So you shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And that's of anything you need to be free from. Whether it's poverty or sickness or sin, there's freedom in the truth of the Word of God. But how are we going to get the healing power of God? How are we going to get what Jesus purchased into our mortal frame? How is sickness going to disappear? And here Jesus gives us our first clue. When he says the Spirit of the Lord, verse 18, he appears in his hometown of Nazareth. He stands up to read. I love that. I was at one church. They said, let's stand for the reading of the Scripture. I really liked that because that's what was done here. He says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. The anointing we talked about last week comes from the Spirit of the Lord. The power comes from the Spirit of the Lord. The anointing and the power come from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the anointing. He is the power of God. You shall receive power when? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the Holy Ghost is the power of God. He is the anointing of God. And Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. Why would God anoint Jesus? Well, here it tells you what the anointing is going to do. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, these points we covered last week, so I'm going through them in a hurry. These are both physical and spiritual. You can be spiritually blind, just not able to see the truth of the gospel. You can be physically blind. We know that Jesus brought truth to people. We also know that he healed the physically blind. It doesn't matter where the blindness comes from. In the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and hath anointed me. These are the things that the anointing is going to do. It doesn't matter if you're captive to disease, captive to poverty, or captive to sin. The anointing will set you free. The Spirit of God is the anointing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the anointing is. Now let me ask you, is the Spirit of the Lord here?
Yes.
Is he here? Then the anointing is
here.
It is here. And is it here working or watching?
Working.
See, sometimes we get God confused with Santa Claus. Santa Claus is the one making a list, checking it twice. He's not doing a thing except writing things down. That's not Almighty God. God is working. It says the Spirit of the Lord works. It says God works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. So God is hard at work on your behalf. The anointing is going to work in you. We're going to find out how it works and how to cooperate with it. Now it says it's going to heal the brokenhearted. If you're grieved, it's going to heal you. It's going to deliver you if you're captive. It's going to cause sight to come to you if you're blind. It's going to set at liberty if you're bruised. Now we went to Isaiah 53. It says by his stripes we are healed. But in the Hebrew language, that word stripes is the word bruise. So this very certainly, very definitely, without a doubt, includes healing. The anointing, the power of God, is going to heal. That's what Jesus said. Now, this is the first message that Jesus preached. This is his message. This is what he preached. When he got up to preach, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he said a marvelous thing in verse 21, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day. When did it start to work? The anointing through Jesus. When did it start to work? This day, right here in Nazareth, the anointing began to work. Now, so that you'll remember, turn back to Isaiah chapter 10, and let's just read that verse one time.